Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
I don't steal from kids. Mostly.
106.5. The End.
You know, we've been socially distant for a while. I mean, Gavin and Katie broadcasting live from their garage in their homemade studios. But it sounds like Gavin had a visitor yesterday, and it was producer Jacob.
It was. Hey, guys.
Producer Jacob had to drop something off at my house yesterday. And remember, we have not seen each other in person since April.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gavin, you look great.
Oh, do I?
Yeah. I haven't seen you in probably since mid-March.
Man, and I feel real fat.
You look like you lost weight. No, you really? You look really good.
Jacob, aren't you the cutest thing? Well, thank you.
To be fair, I've missed you, so maybe that's it is.
So Jacob comes to the house, and it was just really good to see Jacob. We had a moment outside the house where he stood by his car, and I stood by my door, and we just kind of went, for a while.
Yep.
And then... you know, so Jacob, he gave me what he dropped off, and we were both wearing masks the whole time, for anybody who was wondering. And he saw my garage, but he saw it from the sidewalk, and he goes, "Wait, is that where the magic happens?" And I said,
"Because he saw your blanket fort where you broadcast."
No, he didn't. He didn't see it.
Oh, you just saw the garage.
My blanket fort is all the way in the back in the third bay, which is like back. It's in the very back of the garage. You can't really see it from the sidewalk. And I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Do you want to go in and take a look?" And it was like he entered the main chocolate room in Willy Wonka.
It blew me away. That thing is tiny. I got claustrophobic like the moment I saw it. And it's a whole different category of surprises.
I mean, he was gushing about the studio so much, I thought he was making fun of me.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, you know, that's not the first time. Sometimes I get really excited about things and people are like, "You don't have to be a jerk about it." And I have to stop and be like, "No, I'm dead serious. I'm this excited. I'm not trying to be sarcastic." And Gavin, your studio is the same way. I may have looked like I was making fun of it, but I was completely flabbergasted.
I do wonder, Jacob, what you would think of my studio, because Gavin and I went in very different directions when it came to in-home studio. I physically got boards and built an additional wall to give myself space, bought some foam for insulation.
Okay.
So it would be interesting to see if you would look at this and just be like, "Okay, that's about what I pictured."
Well, I mean, I would absolutely love to come drop off stuff at your house. Maybe.
Well, you may. I'm just thinking like maybe I just won't get the same reaction that Gavin got, and maybe I'd be disappointed.
He set the bar very high.
He did. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I didn't. That's the irony. I feel like I didn't.
Even pulling up to his house and being like, "Is this Gavin's house?" I literally step out of my car door, and he has a pest control guy, like, randomly across the street who goes, "Jacob, hello there." And I'm like, "I've never met you before. How do you know my name?" "Oh, I just met Gavin a little while ago," and it was just... like almost like a setup, like it was just too
like
perfect.
You're the Truman Show.
Like I was in the Truman Show. That's exactly how it felt, and it was
so
just
the back the backstory of what he's talking about is my neighbor across the street was having pest service, and I was taking Zoe for a walk. This is before Jacob got there, and his name's Jason, and he's a huge fan of the show, and so is his wife. He never told me what his wife's name was, but he recognized me from across the street without saying anything and just pushing Zoe. And then eventually he was like, "Are you Gavin?" And he and I had a whole conversation. And I was like, "Producer Jacob's actually on his way over here right now." Yep. Then I went into the house. And sure enough, when Producer Jacob showed up, he was like, "Jacob!"
That's what? I think what Jacob is saying is he was shocked at how subpar your studio is.
I can't tell.
He's like, it was small, it was a hut, it only came to my nipples. You get in there, it's just blanket.
I think
you're getting confused by his lovely, sweet tone. I don't think he was impressed for the same reasons you think he was.
I don't think you're right about that. Like, it is kind of, you're right, it is hard to decode Jacob, but literally, he was, like, gushing about it so much, and it's not worth gushing about even a little bit, that I felt like he was trolling me right in front of my face, but I couldn't tell.
But like, what words was he using to gush? Because what he's saying now is, it is a hut, it is so small, this
very
garage
tiny.
Is huge, and then this... There's just this teeny, tiny little.
I am legitimately impressed at how tiny your studio is in your big house.
Right. Do you see now? Like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.